So much for your brilliant ideas, Ishmael. I've got sand in my sandals, a sunburn on my neck, and the worst camel saddle sores you've ever seen. And all this silly sword is good for is cutting goat cheese.
Don't jump to conclusions, Mahmoud. I'm still absolutely sure we'll find something.
You are such a dreamer, Ishmael. I've looked at this sword about 100 times, and I see nothing.
You know, I don't even know why I associate myself with you, Mahmoud. You have no vision. You have no faith. Well, I, for one, will not despair, Mahmoud. I am going to keep on looking.
Suit yourself, Ishmael. But I say we've looked everywhere. There are no inscriptions, no secret messages. The handle does not come off. Nothing. The only thing we haven't done yet is break it in half.
Look, look, Mahmoud. A tiny scroll of paper with a message.
I was right!
What does it say?
It's very faded. It seems to be... Wait. It's a promissory note from a money lender named Shmaryahu, son of Yosef of Buda. It's written on royal parchment and signed with the royal Ottoman signet ring.
Read it. Read it. What does it say?
Shh. Quiet, quiet. I'm trying to make it out. Okay. I, Shmaryahu, son of Yosef of the Jewish community of Buda, hold in trust the royal crown of His Eminence, Prince Mustafa of Constantinople, as collateral for a loan of 12,000 gold coins. Should His Eminence not arrive to pay his debt within 2 years from the date on this document, it is agreed upon that the royal crown shall be considered my property for all intents and purposes. Aha! So Mustafa gave the crown to a Jewish moneylender from Buda. I understand. The prince must have required some spare cash to fund his travels and borrowed money from the Jew, leaving him the crown as collateral.
A crown? What's this about a crown? What happened to the whole treasure?
Yes, yes, of course. It all fits. I've heard sources telling that most of the lost treasure was eventually melted down to form a beautiful, priceless crown. And this parchment proves it. Yes, yes, this is it. Finally, finally. Come, Mahmoud, saddle your horse. The city of Buda awaits us.